From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. A survey from Salt Lake City shows a vast majority of businesses have lost more than a tenth of their revenue in Salt Lake City due to the coronavirus outbreak. KUER's Sonia Hudson tells us that people are staying inside.
Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall says she plans to ask the city council tomorrow to allocate $1 million to help businesses during the outbreak. That money would go toward a flexible, low-interest rate loan program.
We're encouraging businesses to apply for this funding to help make payroll, to pay bills, and to keep their operations going.
Matt Caputo, CEO of the small local deli and grocery store chain Caputo's, says his company has been able to weather the storm by shifting to more grocery delivery and pickup. But many restaurants can't do that.
Most people in the restaurant industry work paycheck to paycheck, and people are staying home now. So those gift certificate purchases at local independent restaurants will go a long way, and you have no idea how much they will be appreciated right now.
Summit and Salt Lake counties have both banned dining in at restaurants. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Schools and businesses in Utah are preparing for shutdowns. School districts are figuring out how to keep learning going on outside the classroom. KUER's John Reed tells us about one solution, buses with internet hotspots.
The idea first came up a few years ago in rural districts, where putting Wi-Fi on buses allowed students to keep up with work on long trips. But now, as schools are suspending classes, those buses are again coming in handy. In Millard County, Superintendent David Seiler says the thought is to park them in 10 rural communities around the district.
People will be able to pull up next to that bus and link into the Wi-Fi that it provides so that their students will have internet access in these surrounding communities.
Seiler says each bus would be able to serve about 20 to 30 students. In Juab County, Superintendent Rick Robbins says they're still figuring out how it would work, but aren't worried about getting it done. He says the bigger challenge is fighting the hysteria around coronavirus.
Our little people, they're watching us, right? My greatest concern right now is to really, you know, help our students understand that, you know, we will be okay and learning will continue.
The State Board of Education says it will also try to send mobile hotspots home with students and work with local libraries to stay open. John Reed, KUER News.
Utah's Department of Commerce is asking people to report any cases of price gouging. State law prohibits excessive prices on retail goods and services during a state of emergency. Governor Gary Herbert declared a state of emergency on March 6th to prepare for a coronavirus outbreak. According to a press release from the department, people have already started filing complaints. The fines for price gouging can be as high as $1,000 per violation, with a maximum of $10,000 per day. Salt Lake County officials have declared a public health emergency. They will ban dining in at restaurants to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. This order goes into effect tonight at 11 o'clock. Violating this order can cost businesses up to a fine of $1,000 or even lead to jail time. Mayor Jenny Wilson says health inspectors will be enforcing it.
We don't want to be punitive. This is guidance. And we have seen businesses and community leaders and the Restaurant Association and others come and say, we're ready for this, we get it, and we are willing to comply.
The order also requires all retail and service-oriented businesses to stop sick workers from coming in and try to keep customers at least 6 feet apart. Utah Jazz player Rudy Gobert shared a video online saying that he wishes he would have taken COVID-19 more seriously. He tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Last Monday, Gobert joked about the coronavirus, touching microphones and recorders after a press conference. Then a few days later, he became the first player in the NBA to test positive, causing the league to suspend its season. His teammate Donovan Mitchell also tested positive. Mitchell announced today that he's donating money to the Granite School District to cover meals for students while classes are on hold. Gobert made a similar announcement on Saturday. And U.S. Senator Mitt Romney is proposing a coronavirus economic relief package. It includes grants for small businesses, deferring student loan payments for recent grads, and giving $1,000 to every American adult. This stipend would cost an estimated $100 billion. Now, Romney says he's opposed to raising the national debt.
But when there's something that's extraordinary, which affects the lives of our citizens and could potentially cause our enterprises to go out of business and put people permanently out of work, why then you have to take whatever action is necessary.
The hope is that the money will help families meet their short-term needs and increase spending, much like checks given out during the recession. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpore.